Do you have a list of movies from your childhood that you absolutely loved but haven't seen them for a while? I'm a 90s baby and I've picked some of my absolute favourite movies that I could remember from my childhood, and I decided to watch them again as an adult. I know what you're probably thinking, stop, you're just going to ruin these movies from your childhood. And yes, it's okay, because I'm doing this for your entertainment, no matter how painful this could be for me. So come on, relax and grab some popcorn and go on this nostalgia ride with me. I decided to start off easy. I remember this movie being amazing and my parents also loved it. This movie was a big part of my childhood, coming out in 2006. This classic children's movie was a popular one within families, bringing out some big names including Ben Stiller, Robin Williams, Ricky Gervais and Owen Wilson. I wasn't old enough to fully appreciate the actors in this movie until I watched it again now. At night, this place turns into a magical, history-filled place that transports you back in time.
It can get a little spooky around here at night, so you might want to put a few lights on.
You've probably guessed what movie I'm talking about by now, and it's Night at the Museum. Did you know that this movie was the fifth highest grossing film of 2006? I was so excited to watch this movie again, and I strongly suggest you watch it if you haven't. Rotten Tomatoes has a different idea, giving it 42%.
Dum Dum.
Yes?
You give me Gum Gum.
I give you Gum Gum?
You knew Dum Dum, you give me Gum Gum.
You know what? I have no Gum Gum, sorry. And my name isn't Dum Dum. My name's Larry.
No, your name Dum Dum.
I think this classic movie deserves higher, and I don't regret watching it again. You are taken on an adventure, learning about world history, being brought to life by the statues that wake up when the sun goes down. Just make sure you throw the bone for the massive T-Rex. He doesn't bite, he only wants to play fetch. So, my conclusion. I love this movie even more now. The comedy, the casting, the set and the adventure this movie takes you on is truly magical. I've given this a solid 10 out of 10 stars. Okay, off to a good start. Now, this next movie is one that I remember being one of my absolute favourites. I don't know why, because I probably only watched it about twice in my childhood. Lindsay Lohan is the daughter and Jamie Lee Curtis is the mother, and they are given a mystery fortune cookie which causes them to switch bodies to understand each other's lives in one freaky Friday.
Look, I think something's happened to us.
What are you?
It's me, Mom.
You're not my mother.
Yes, I am.
Get away, you clone freak!
Don't you use that tone with me.
Oh my God, you are my mother. I want my body back!
And I don't want mine. My wedding's tomorrow. Oh my God, my wedding's tomorrow.
Lindsay Lohan's character is an aspiring punk rock musician who has a lot of typical teenage struggles that her mother Tess doesn't understand. Her mum is also a busy and successful psychologist who has a lot of clients and has also just written a book. I actually had a hard time watching this movie again, as I can't handle the cringy scenes where they each have to live a day in the other's life. I mean, the mother is meant to get married the next day, so the stress of whether they actually change back to their original bodies in time is a lot to cope with. The worst of it for me is when Tess, the mother, is surprised with an interview on live TV about her new book, but their bodies are still switched, so it's so bad to watch because she doesn't even know what the book is about, and she ends up making up some random story, ruining the whole interview and making her mum look so silly. But overall, I must admit that this movie does have a nice ending. All the friction and fighting between the family is resolved when Tess and Anna learn to accept their differences and understand each other's lives. Rotten Tomatoes was generous and gave an 88% rating, but I give this movie a 5 out of 10 stars purely because I'm a wimp and I can't handle the cringe. Now, this next movie is actually one that was filmed in Queensland on Tangalooma Island, but it is more commonly known as Spooky Island. Yep, I'm talking about Scooby-Doo. The Mystery Inc. team, including Daphne, Shaggy, Velma, Fred and Scooby-Doo, take their successful TV series to the cinema. Coming out in 2002, the Mystery Inc. team come to Spooky Island to solve the case of the demons that are possessing the island holidaymakers, as well as trying to mend their broken team relationship. Now, there was a lot I forgot about this movie, but for me, the nostalgia was really strong with this one. It was a lot spookier than I remember, and I'm surprised that I didn't have nightmares as a kid. Especially since it is G-rated, the demons are quite graphic. Although I must admit, I didn't enjoy this movie as much as I did when I was a kid. Shocker. I did appreciate the comedy and the cute relationship between Shaggy and Scooby, though.
I'll have whatever he's having.
Are you challenging me?
Maybe.
I'm going to give this rewatch a 7 out of 10 stars, which is very generous compared to the 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. This next movie is from one of the best franchises from my childhood and is known for its amazing soundtrack. It was so good that it reached top 10 in the Billboard 200 and also topped the album chart in Australia. If you recognise this song, then you probably know what I'm talking about, and it's Shrek 2, the best Shrek movie of them all, in my opinion. How could you not love the song choices in this movie? Although the first Shrek was an absolute chef's kiss piece of artwork, the second one just always tops the podium for me. I mean, who wouldn't want to see noble steed Donkey and handsome Shrek taking down the evil fairy godmother?
Have you ladies seen my donkey?
Who are you calling Donkey?
Donkey? You're a...
A stallion, baby!
And you can't forget that this movie introduces a new member to the cast, Puss in Boots, who is a ferocious but cute little kitty.
Fear me if you dare.
Hey, look, a little cat.
Look out, Shrek! He got a piece!
It's a cat, Donkey. Come here, little kitty, kitty, kitty. Come on, little kitty. Come here, little kitty.
This movie takes us on an adventure from Shrek's stinky swamp to the kingdom of Far, Far Away, which gives off Hollywood vibes. Newlywed Shrek and Fiona are invited by Fiona's parents to celebrate their marriage, but what the parents don't know is that they are both ogres. I'm happy to say, Shrek 2 out of them all has the best rating on Rotten Tomatoes with 89% and an 11 out of 10 stars in my book.